Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is a podcast called 25 Whistles, talking football, and they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid, but what did you expect? It's a podcast called 25 Whistles.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app and please use the code BobbySports to get in on the action. Blow it! Welcome to it. Coming up, we'll have national college football reporter from 24/7 Sports, Brandon Marcello. I think he's the best. When he writes an article, I read it. We'll talk Michigan. I can't get enough of the cheating scandal.
You love that.
Except if it was my team, I'd be like, everybody needs to shut up. Just... sign stealing.
It's not even a big deal.
It's not even a big deal. Everybody needs to just chill out. I love it. I can't get enough of that. Let's get over now and do the tittle tattle.
It's time for the stupidest name ever. It's the tittle tattle with Kickoff Gunner.
At a very quiet 8-0 on the season, do you feel like Florida State is being overlooked?
I don't know about overlooked. I think if you look back, they beat LSU early, pretty handily. Okay, good win. They beat Southern Miss, fine win. They beat Boston College. You know what? That game was pretty close. They beat Clemson, which now doesn't look as good as it once did because Clemson lost again. Virginia Tech, Syracuse. They did beat Duke as a big game in Wake Forest. I just don't think they've really played anybody. And it's not like their conference is full of go-getters. But I don't feel like they're being overlooked because anybody that's 7-0 or 8-0, I don't care who you are, Liberty or Florida State, or you're going to start to be in the conversation. And I know Brandon Marcello's coming up, and he loves Florida State. So I'm going to go overlooked. No, I think they're being looked at just right. I think they open the window a little bit. We do a little pee-pee Tom, and we move out the way. But I don't think we're staring at them like we have a Michigan or like we are a Georgia. I just don't think – their strength of schedule is 49.
Where are they ranked?
Top five,
four.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't think that's overlooked.
No, but I mean, people don't really mention them. For the most part, some, like Brandon does, who's coming up later, as one of the playoff teams.
Sure.
But their strength of schedule is 49. The remaining strength of schedule is not even the top 50.
Wow.
So that tells you a little bit about what they've been doing. And that Clemson win used to be a lot better.
Yeah. It doesn't look so good now.
It doesn't look so good, especially after this last weekend. No. All right, next question.
With Kansas beating Oklahoma on Saturday, do you think it is unlikely that a Big 12 team will make the playoff?
That was a crazy game. I did not see that one coming. I didn't bet it. I think I said that on the show, too. I didn't want to bet that because Oklahoma always has trouble with Kansas and Kansas State. Although Kansas hadn't beaten them forever, they've just had a couple close calls. But they did. Oof. That's tough. Because at least if OU finishes the season, one loss, let's say they beat Texas again in the Big 12 championship, mm-hmm. if that's even the game,
mm-hmm.
people are... Who even knows of the Big 12? Like, I hope Kansas State's able to hold on. And
that'd be nice.
Yeah.
They still got to play Texas.
They do.
K-State.
So, I don't think they will make it. First of all, you're going to need to have teams lose. And you got some undefeated teams still. But also, that loss to Kansas. And Kansas is a good team, but they need Kansas to keep winning. If Kansas keeps winning and continues to climb, it makes that one loss look better. Whereas, they beat Texas. And if Oklahoma keeps winning and Texas... It's just the strength of schedule again is going to play into it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be tough with one. I don't think Oklahoma does it. I think they cost themselves with the Kansas loss.
So if it is going to be somebody, probably Texas.
Probably, but if Kansas keeps winning, I think that helps out. If I'm an Oklahoma fan, yeah. I'm rooting hard for Kansas because that's the only way they're probably going to get in is if they run the rest of it and Kansas keeps winning as well. Because that win looks better and better and better.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next up.
Going to the NFL here. After Cousins tore his Achilles on Sunday, do you think the Vikings need to make a trade for the quarterback?
No, I would just suck. I mean, Justin Jefferson's not going to want to come back and play.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you expect? What's the ceiling for the Vikings? The ceiling is maybe you win a first round, the wild card game. You ain't winning much more than that.
Yeah.
Who knows how healthy Jefferson's going to be when he comes back? Just cut your lawn. It sucks, by the way.
That's terrible,
and that's
going
to cost him a lot of money.
Yeah.
He had momentum going, too.
Man, for the team, for himself. We talked about it in the last episode, how much money he was going to be able to make. Demand. That sucks for him.
Yeah, I feel really bad for him.
If they were going to trade for somebody like Tannehill now, all of a sudden, the Titans, they have a new quarterback now forever. He's franchise quarterback. Yeah,
future Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Levis did play pretty good.
He did.
He did play.
Good for him.
Yeah, he played pretty good.
Yeah.
We're used to the quarterback sucking.
Yeah.
So we're like, anybody that doesn't suck, we're like, how about that?
He played all right.
He did. So it's like Tannehill, it's Trey Lance with the Cowboys, but the Cowboys are going to want probably better than a fourth round pick because that's what they gave for him, right?
Yeah.
Andy Dalton, who could start. I mean, do you go get a good backup to start like Colt McCoy? I don't think so. I think you probably just lose. Instead of investing something into trying to, save this second half of the season? I don't know. What would you do?
I don't think I'd make a trade, no. Especially because Jefferson, you don't know what's going to happen when he comes back. What if he gets hurt again? Then you're really down and out with a backup quarterback. And like you said, what's your ceiling, honestly?
If your ceiling is win a first-round playoff game, you might as well try to get a better draft pick.
Yeah, and you need a quarterback of the future. So, you know, lose a couple more games, get a higher draft pick.
And you will.
Yeah.
You'll definitely lose a couple more games.
Exactly.
All right, next one.
Following the 49ers' third straight loss, should the play of Brock Purdy start to seriously concern Niners fans?
Through Brock Purdy's first five games, 9 touchdowns, 0 interceptions.
Pretty dang good.
Through his last 3 games, 3 touchdowns, 5 interceptions.
He's missing a lineman.
Their best lineman.
Mm-hmm.
And
Debo's out.
Correct. Yeah. There's just a lot of things that he has had that he doesn't have, and that is standard for anybody that loses their weapons. They're not going to play as well. I don't think it should seriously concern Niner fans. If this were happening when he had his full arsenal, then that would concern me. But every quarterback also needs to hit one of these.
Yeah.
He'd rather happen now than later in the season.
It's true.
Does it seem like he's trying to do a little too much now? Missing some guys maybe? Instead of playing?
I don't know. I mean, he's not hitting some of those passes he was hitting, but again, he's not throwing to the same people.
Yeah.
They were able to make those plays. McCaffrey scored another touchdown, 17 games in a row? Is that what it is?
And their defense is, they're giving up a lot of points.
They
now,
are giving up.
All of a sudden.
Yeah. So it's not just to him. I think he's having to press a little bit too because the defense has given up points. Nothing seems traditional with what he's had to do and what he's still being asked to do. So just give it a second. Take a beat. All good. 49ers are going to be fine. Cowboys could still get that number one seed.
Come on, baby.
When I said it a couple weeks ago, you were like, no way.
I didn't even think about it.
I thought about you a lot yesterday.
But now we're getting closer and closer. I mean, dude, they finally look like... I mean, they're coming off a bye, so they're rested.
Wait,
they're,
are you now shifting this to talk about the Cowboys?
Oh, no, we don't have to. No, we don't have to. I'll take my time with that.
Yeah, we can get to that, but I didn't know if you were shifting this question about Brock Purdy to talk about the Cowboys.
It's just funny, like, you know, San Francisco had a spotlight for a little bit, no longer. three game losses.
They did whoop the crap out of you guys.
Whooped them.
Yeah, they did. But let's not forget that that's when it all started. After that big whooping, that's when they started losing games. Because they thought...
I don't think that's why they started losing
games. Bones, hear me out.
They, like, whooped too hard?
They were like, yeah, look, we just beat the number one team in the world, the Dallas Cowboys.
You think they said that?
Totally, in the locker room. And then they said, let's just chill now.
The number one team.
And then look at their season now.
Okay, well, that's a tittle-tattle. Thank you. The stupidest name ever is the tittle-tattle with Kickoff Kevin. 25 Whistles presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app. Use the code BobbySports to get in on the action. Let's recap the parlay.
Let's not.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I hit again.
I think we should go back to the old way of doing things.
Where I just did it all?
Yes.
Eddie, you've never hit.
I know, man.
It's just a single game.
And you know what messed us up? I get on TV, I start looking through the channels, and what's right there? Ohio versus Miami of Ohio. And I was like, that's the opposite of what I wanted. I wanted a team that no one could watch on TV.
But that's not going to happen.
There are games out there that no one can watch.
High school
and Pac-12.
True. True, because I did try to find the USC game.
Nowhere to be found.
And I couldn't find it anywhere. Did you guys watch any of that?
You can't.
I saw it on, no, I take that back. I did watch the end of it on TikTok because somebody was holding the phone up.
That's funny.
But I don't think that counts. So I did watch a lot of the game because I had bet on USC to come back, and they did. Yeah. So I found the fourth quarter and watched it on a TikTok of somebody's. You can just type in the game, they'll hold it. But that doesn't count.
What's crazy really? Is, though...
What?
They do that on TikTok?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, anything.
That's how I watch UFC fights.
That's wild.
Yeah, they hold the phone up to the TV. Just watch it. And you give them little hearts, and they keep it up.
Yeah. You can even tip them.
Yeah, you can.
You really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why they do it.
And they'll call you out. They'll be like, hey, Producer Eddie, thanks for the dollar, man.
For sure. That's awesome.
What are you going to say?
Colorado. It's just out of all the Pac-12, though, like Colorado will be shown on national television every week.
The recap, Kevin had USC minus 11. They only won by one, so they did not hit. That was an L. Eddie had Ohio minus 7, mm-hmm. but they didn't even win.
No, they lost the game.
Big time. They lost by 2 touchdowns. Miami of Ohio beat Ohio 30-16. I had Georgia minus 15.5 at Florida, and Georgia easily covered. Boom. We'll do it again next week.
You mean like we'll add to that again?
Yeah.
All right. I like that.
I'll start studying. I need to look into a little.
You didn't even study last time. You just tried to find a game you didn't never
no,
heard
no, no.
of.
I read that Miami of Ohio quarterback got hurt.
I
so
did go back and
season.
Listen to why Eddie picked that game, and he's like, I read the quarterback.
Mm-hmm. But that didn't change anything.
They were losing the whole time.
If you want to take the 25 Whistles Parlay, you can check out DraftKings Sportsbook. New users use the code BobbySports when you download the app. 21 and up in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
I do want to throw over to Brandon Marcello, who my favorite writer in all of college football. I mean, I read his articles when he posted. I follow him. He's the dude right there. I mean, he was named National Beat Writer of the Year by the Associated Press of 2018. You can follow him. B. Marcello on Twitter. Here he is, Brandon Marcello. You can read his articles at 247sports.com. One of my favorite writers when it comes to college football. Like, he's the guy that I read practically everything he writes. It is Brandon Marcello. Hey, Brandon, I want to talk about Michigan first. Like, what the heck? That's my question. What the heck? This thing gets better. Every single day it gets better and more fun for me to watch.
Yeah, it's a bit insane. And I tend to think that none of this is going to be settled until after the year. And by that time, most of these players, Blake Corum, even J.J. McCarthy, all these great players, they'll be gone. And the coaching staff will probably be gone. Because I think Jim Harbaugh may very well just actually end up going to the NFL now after flirting with it for the last 2 years. I mean, Jim Harbaugh is a quirky guy anyway. But, I mean, this is a guy who on signing day, National Signing Day last year, was interviewing for the Minnesota Vikings job instead of being at work. So, you can't really predict what he's going to do, but all this sign stealing stuff, I mean, it is serious accusations. It is breaking the rules, but I'm going to say this, like, it's not the most terrible thing I've heard about cheating and sign stealing, things like that across college football. And by that, I mean, I'm not going to give names here, but I've had stories in previous years of coaches telling me about them finding out that an opposing coaching staff was logging into their video system.
That's crazy.
And downloading practice footage and cut-ups from that day.
Wow.
So, yeah, this is certainly bending the rules and being at a game and filming signals of stuff and breaking the rules if it's proven true and all that. But it's not the worst thing that is happening out there or has happened out there. You know, and all the conversations and bar talk I've had over the years.
Do you think this could be a John Gotti-esque situation where they know a lot of stuff that he's been doing, but they can't get him, so they're just going to get him for tax evasion, which is just the sign stealing?
Yeah, I think so. I think there is something to that because the NCAA has certainly got a bit of a chubby for Jim Harbaugh right now, and they have for the last several years, and I think a lot of the coaches in the Big Ten do too, because of Michigan's rise these last 3 to 4 years. You know, again, though, you have to be careful, opposing coaches, of tattling on someone, because then, you know, it's like kids, man. You point your finger at you, I'm gonna point it right back at you. So you got to be careful, you got to pick your spots. But you know, I think Harbaugh is a very easy target. I think Michigan's a very easy target just because of, one, they're winning, and Harbaugh and his background and everything. Again, I'm not saying what Michigan allegedly has done is right. I'm just saying that this isn't the worst thing to be happening or has had happened in college football when it comes to bending the rules to get an edge. Competition-wise.
Do you feel like there's anything to the rumor? And it's a rumor, all rumor. I just want to say it again, and Brandon's not saying this. I just read it. Ryan Day's brother is in, you know, he used to be in law enforcement. Now he's a private investigator. And so they're going, well, the head coach of Iowa State's brother, I think it's called like 4th and 1 or whatever his company is. I mean, would Ohio State go, well, they kind of been taking it to us the last few years. We know they're doing this. Because I'm sure they're up to crap too is the thing, just like you're saying. So have you heard that at all?
I haven't. I saw that rumor as well. I have not heard that from anybody. I will say this. You got to be careful because, you know, I, as a national guy now, I was on the ground in some other heated rivalries, Alabama and Auburn, which I think is even can be more vicious. I mean, heck, an Alabama fan killed Auburn's tradition of the Tumor Oaks trees. You got to be careful what you hear because every day there's something out there that's got like 10% truth to it or 4% truth to it. And you got to figure out what exactly is false. So, yeah, there's a lot of mudslinging that's been going on between those two fan bases for the last several years in relation just to that game. And I think that I would be careful, you know, with that. I haven't heard that myself.
I am rooting for Michigan, not because I like Michigan. I just love a story. I love the fact that they keep winning, even though everybody's like, you're cheating. I love that it's something to talk about. Like, and so let's go Michigan.
Michigan's been my number one team in my rankings for weeks now, even before this all was going on. They got the most complete team in college football. They got the deepest team in college football. And couple that with a quarterback in J.J. McCarthy who's seemingly getting better every single week. I mean, why not Michigan?
One final Michigan thing, because I'm obsessed with this story. It is just, it's the greatest to me, because I just love a soap opera. So TCU had heard according to the stories I've read, that Michigan was stealing signs. So they developed a whole secondary system to throw Michigan off, and then Michigan got pounced. So there, I think there's something to it, don't you?
There could be. You know, listen, I think now this will open the eyes of fans to be watching sidelines more, because if you watch games over the years, you'll see when they notice others stealing signs. I mean, that's why these last like 8 years or so, you're seeing more of those sideline guys holding towels up or holding big, big pieces of fabric up to block signs. I remember back when I was covering Auburn, the national championship game against Florida State. Auburn knew Florida State's signals offensively. Auburn's receivers coach at the time was standing over by Gus Malzahn and the offensive staff, whispering to them, like, here's what's coming. Here's what they're doing. Why? Because that receivers coach at Auburn was the receivers coach at Florida State the year before. And Florida State realized what was going on, and they changed up their things at halftime, and Florida State drilled them in the second half to win. This stuff, this gamesmanship of some sort, whether it's sign stealing, headsets going awry on game day.
That's awesome. I love it. Yes. Yes.
I mean, this stuff happens, I guarantee you, every single Saturday in college football. It's just we don't hear a lot about it because I think, one, coaches don't want to put out excuses. Well, that's why we lost, because it makes me sound like I got a tinfoil hat on. Like, yeah, our headsets weren't working. But also, I think part of it is, well, we would do that too if we had the opportunity to do so.
Maybe this will be a positive thing in that they will just put speakers and helmets.
It's so stupid. It's so stupid they don't have that. And we could all track this back to the year 1994, okay? That's when the NFL said, let's put microphones in the quarterback's helmets. That same year, the NCAA said, no, we can't do that. In fact, let's put a rule in that you can't scout teams on game days. So in 1994, the NFL went one way, the NCAA went one way, and here's where we are. And in the end, this will end up meeting to the point where they go, yeah, let's put microphones in the players' helmets. I think every single coach would say, let's do that. And it's baffling to me they haven't decided to do it.
Let's move over to Colorado quickly. And I'm a big Coach Prime fan. They haven't been winning games. UCLA took it to them. However, they have won more games than they did last year. And I think had they not just splashed so hard, I think people would sit and respect what he's doing over there. Because right now people are like, look, we told you he wasn't that good. What is your understanding of what's happening at Colorado right now? And how do you feel about that team so far?
Their only issue really to me is both their offensive and defensive lines. They're terrible. They're probably the worst collective offensive and defensive lines in college football. If they had an average offensive and defensive line, they might only have one loss right now, maybe two, but they would probably only have one loss. That offense, I'm a huge believer in that offense that they've got. Offensive coordinator Sean Lewis, who was previously the head coach of Kent State. Go back and watch Kent State last year and the stuff they're doing offensively. It's what they're doing now with Shador Sanders, Travis Hunter, and all those guys. It's a fantastic scheme, and he's doing everything he can to get the ball out of Shador Sanders' hands quickly because, man, that pressure is getting to him. There was one play where like he had pressure in his face in less than 1 second against UCLA this past weekend, and the ball was still out beforehand. That's a credit to Sean Lewis, the OC, knowing I got to get the ball out quick out of his hands and scheme some things up to make us successful. But that only can last so many percentage of snaps. And the defensive line is really bad. They've got the worst defense in college football as a result. And again, football will never change. You have to win in the trenches. And Colorado collectively might have the worst trench warfare out there.
What do you think of that call? Deion Sun also plays safety. They got him for targeting. Again, I watched it a few times. It looked shouldery, but is it because they took the shoulder to the guy's head? How did you feel about that targeting?
Yeah, I mean, it's according to the rules, it looked like it was the right call. I'll say this also because it looked like he was quote unquote launching. But then you watch that, you watch all these plays in real time. It's like, it's such bang bang plays. Like, I don't even know how these refs can decide when to throw flags. And I agree with Deion. I'm glad a coach said this finally, prime time. He said, they refs really do have the most difficult job on game days. Because if you're there, I mean, Bobby, you've been on the sidelines at game days. You see a play happening 8 feet in front of you at full speed. I don't even understand how these guys mark the ball at the right spot at times. And it's one of the most thankless jobs out there. Not to say, though, that they still make some really terrible, bad calls, but that one I could understand by the rule of the game.
I think refs should have an earpiece, too, with other refs. Mm. Like, why are we avoiding technology? Yeah. I think we should have goal line sensors, or at least the tennis, because one of my buddies played professional tennis for a long time. They had that freaking bird cam that would tell you right where the ball hit. Like, we're not changing the game. We're just enforcing what the game is supposed to be, like getting exact. Baseball is the worst. We don't want robot umps. I mean, now they do in some places. They allow it. And then
the minors, right?
Yeah, they do. And it's awesome. It's just embracing technology. I know technology is a bad guy a lot of times. Florida State. I have a lot of Florida State friends. They think this is their year to win the national championship. I know you also have them pretty high up personally. What do you think about this team?
They've got the best collection of talent offensively, I think, in college football. I'm still waiting for them to have like a game where it's like 65-3, but I just don't think it's in their DNA to play that way. They seemingly kind of have these lulls, and that's a little bothersome. They need to turn it on in some of these bigger games down the stretch to show that they can strangle their opponents. That was what worries me. You know, I mean, even in the ACC championship game, when they get into it, they should. How are they going to react if they're down, you know, or let's say for that matter, they're up? That's what I'm worried about. They're up 2 touchdowns and the other team starts clawing back. How do they respond? That worries me a little bit. But they've got the pieces, man. The two receivers they got, Keon Coleman's the best receiver out there in college football. I think Jordan Travis still doesn't get the love he deserves. I think he's a top 3 quarterback in college football right now in a year that's absolutely loaded with QBs dominated in the Pac-12 out west. But, you know, I do wonder about their competitiveness when they're up a little bit. They just seem to like let some teams hang around when they shouldn't.
Let's go over to the Big 12. OU almost lost to UCF. They had to basically stop a 2-point conversion or get a 2-point conversion. All I know is my family was yelling. They're all OU fans. They almost lost to UCF, and then they did end up losing this last week to Kansas. Any chance now, if they win the Big 12 as a 1-loss Big 12 winner, they can still go and play in the Final Four?
I think it's difficult this year for them. I think the Big 12 is going to end up being the conference that gets left out, and the Pac-12 kind of takes that spot. Pac-12 has been out of it the last 6-7 years. I think the Big 12's not as strong as they thought they were going to be. If the problem for OU is obviously the loss, but also the strength of the conferences I just mentioned, Texas Tech is nowhere near close what we thought they were going to be this year. Houston's abysmal as a new member this season. Their strength of schedule, Oklahoma, and the strength of this conference is what's going to end up sinking them. I think it would take a Texas winning out to get into the playoff and have an opportunity to get there, because their resume will be stronger because obviously they've got that win on the road at Alabama. Whereas, yes, OU beat Texas head-to-head, but neutral site, not necessarily a road game, and that'll weigh on the committee a little bit.
And a close game, right? Neutral site, close game, right, with a top 20 team probably. I got two other teams I want to ask you about. One is Clemson. Is Dabo just never going to adapt? Is he just going to die on this hill?
Isn't it crazy? Like, I'm a quote-unquote expert, but I think everybody the last 3 years has been saying, like, Dabo just doesn't seem with it with the transfer portal. What's his deal? Why will he not go in the transfer portal, go get some quarterbacks, get a receiver? Because slowly the pieces were just like fall now. Like, the leaves were just slowly falling off the trees, and he just sat there and watched them going, instead of, like, raking them up and figuring out what to do. He didn't hit the transfer portal. The only thing he's done in the transfer portal is go get what equates to 2 walk-on quarterbacks on the team, including one that was a Clemson quarterback before he went to Northwestern and then came back to school. He's going to have to hit the transfer portal this offseason. If he doesn't, then he's committing career suicide, and he's going to be chased out the door at Clemson within the next 3 years. But, you know, I think this offseason will show us a lot about how serious he's taking things, because if he doesn't adapt, he will die on that vine.
I mean,
he's got to hit the portal.
Even NIL-wise, like, he's someone who, I mean, he was very anti-it and is still really not a lover of it. But it's those two things that have completely even revolutionized college football, these teams. NIL and transfer portal, that's what it's about now, and he's doing neither one.
That, and, you know, the one thing he has done correctly and it has not worked out this year is he finally went outside his comfort zone and hired a staffer to run his offense outside of his coaching tree. Because for the longest time, the last 11, 12 years, he stayed in-house. He's promoted from within whenever someone left. And he finally decided, I'm going to go get the hottest OC out there, Garrett Riley at TCU, and bring him in. The problem is the offense doesn't look much different schematically. So you wonder, is this still like Dabo's offense and Garrett's just running it? But again, a lot of that could be fixed by simply bringing in more talent. They have not had a game-breaker receiver with game-breaking speed in the last 3 to 4 years, and it's killing them. And they could easily go in the transfer portal and go get one. Look at Florida State. They got Keon Coleman from Michigan State. You mean to tell me that if Clemson came calling and, like, look at our offense, what we've done previously with receivers, he maybe would not have came to Clemson? I bet he would have.
I would be so frustrated to be a Clemson fan. I would be so frustrated. I mean, I'm frustrated as an Arkansas fan, but as a Clemson fan, when I had a taste of it, and Clemson was like here forever. They're not anymore, but they were here forever. Like, this is the new blue blood. It's Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, Michigan. It's not Clemson anymore. It's just not. And so it'll be interesting to see what he does in the next couple of years. Final is about Caleb Williams and just USC in general. I mean, their defense is awful. And I watched them come back from behind and win this game. I think they scored like 52. I'm not sure the score, but I watched USC come back and win. And I don't even know what to think. If I were Caleb Williams, I would be so frustrated to be playing for this team that cannot stop anybody. What are your thoughts on what's happening over there?
That defense is atrocious. And I thought it was going to get better this year because defensive coordinator Alex Grinch, over his tenure at previous schools, including Oklahoma, they always got really good in year two. This year, they're worse than they were last year. And it's the same stuff. It's not something new. It's the same things, missing tackles and busted assignments. And guess what? That's freaking coaching, man. Blame the players all you want, talent level. They got the talent. That's coaching. So Lincoln Riley, if he's serious about winning a championship, he needs to make a decision and probably move on from Alex Grinch and bring someone else in because they've got the talent. They got guys like Bear Alexander up front, just an absolute just eater up front, could eat everybody's lunch. And USC is one of the more disappointing teams out there, next to Clemson, I would say, in college football this year, because they should be so, so much better.
We mentioned all his accolades before he came on, but I'll say it again. He's my favorite writer to read. Go to 247sports.com. Brandon Marcello on Instagram, B Marcello on Twitter. And dude, big fan, always reading what you write. And sometimes I repeat it as it's my own, if I'm being honest. I'll be like, I have this crazy thought. You know, it is what it is though. Brandon, thank you. And we always enjoy talking with you, man.
All right. Thanks, Bobby.
See you, buddy. All right. Thanks to Brandon Marcello. I can't get enough Michigan.
What do you think his, I wanted to ask him what his Saturdays are like. What does he do Saturday?
Oh, multiple TVs.
Just like it's got to be crazy, right?
Yeah.
Does he go to a sports bar? Does he go to B-Dubs?
Nah, there's no way. He has to do, like, when we have something serious we're working on, go on a room and focus.
Yeah.
I would assume.
And that's just a lot of games to keep up with.
A lot of games.
Yeah, but the biggest one's probably most.
But you literally ask him any question about any team,
of the big
and
teams.
He's got an answer.
That's true, but ask me about any country star.
You should have, well, okay, I got you. Thomas Rhett. What's he doing right now?
Thomas Rhett, he is going out on tour next year.
Oh.
He's been off the road for a while. Hadn't even been on social media at all because he's like, he was letting it be too much part of his life. And so he's kind of been battling, you know, who he is as an artist. He's trying to figure out, you know, how he deals with people that say he's not country enough. He's opened up about that. So, I mean, like, I could do.
Wow.
I could do that.
You're the Brandon Marcello of country music.
Where's Brandon Marcello, the Bobby Bones of college football?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yay, dude.
Who are the pretenders? Who are the contenders? We're more than halfway through the NFL season, but DraftKings Sportsbook is still pumping out unbeatable offers every single game. New customers can bet just $5 on anything and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Get in on the football action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the app now. Use the code BobbySports. New customers can bet just $5 on anything to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code BobbySports. The crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas. Licensee partner, Golden Nugget Lake Charles, Louisiana. 21 and up, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
You okay, buddy?
I'm great, man. My voice is going. This weather is kicking my butt.
Allergies?
Yeah. As soon as the rain and stuff came in, I had a cough a little bit, but my voice was totally normal until all this weather came in.
You gonna cry?
Sounds like it.
I cried a little bit, man. That's why my voice is so hoarse.
Did you watch any games?
Did I watch any games? No. I turned on the Chiefs, and that was disappointing.
Yeah.
Are you a Kansas City fan?
No, not really.
You want to see Taylor?
I'm a Taylor fan.
Yeah, I hear you. And so, what was Reed's promise this week?
Same as yours, -7 Kansas City.
Oh, I have a broken. Oh, I already have my 10s in.
You guys are both ahead. You're good.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Okay, so, we sucked.
It's almost like you premeditated that loss, though. That's why you can't pay ahead, guys.
No, that's not it.
You paid ahead, and now
all I have is a 20, yeah, and I was like, I don't need change. Oh. I'll just put 10.
Well, that makes more sense.
Okay. Eddie, your promise?
Oh, dude, Vikings, -1. They won by what? Before the injury.
14, I think.
Why can't you pick games on our parlay then to win?
NFL. NFL. I think I'm a lot better in NFL. College.
We can do an NFL parlay next week. It doesn't matter. Mike, do we have to do college?
No, you can do NFL.
We can do whatever we want.
I just figure you guys are doing, you know,
we can all college. Do NFL.
We'll switch it. Yeah.
Change it up a little bit.
Switch it up for next week? Okay. Yeah,
good call. All right,
Kevin?
Yeah, I was with Eddie. -1, Vikings. Got him.
So $20 into the Broken Promises jar?
Mm-hmm.
And we did not prepay losses.
Cool.
So
how much is in there now?
$140.
I think we need to figure out what week we need.
50.
I would say week like what?
150.
I would say week like 12 or 13 is when we should do our big challenge.
And we're just 8 now, going into 9?
Or we could do like 13 and then the top 2 move on and compete against each other heads up.
Ooh. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, I like that one.
For all the money.
Oh, man. This is awesome.
So what week are we on now? 8?
8. Going into 9.
Going into 9?
Yeah.
Okay, let's say week 13 and 14.
Love it. 4 weeks, baby.
Will be when we compete for the Broken Promises money.
Okay.
Because we got to let it build up a little bit.
Who are the Cowboys playing for?
Get him in there.
Eddie's looking at the schedule already.
Oh, dude, I'm pumped.
Oh, do you want to hear my betting stats?
Yes.
I did chase, and I did win. What?
And this is Sam Houston State included?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Really.
So. This is a rough start.
Yeah, well, so I chased hard, and I bet $2,500 on Georgia to cover, and then I was like, ah, screw it, and I threw another $750 on there to cover.
Crazy, dude.
And they did. So my NCAA, at 12 bets, I bet $6,066. I came out with $7,070.
Wow.
I was at plus $1,004 this week, NCAA. NFL, total bets. 15. Total wagered $5,999. Total winnings $3,288. Minus $2,711.
Where did I lose so much?
It was last Monday night.
Oh, the San Francisco 49ers. Was, yeah. I kept thinking they were going to come back.
Yeah. Oh, you nope. kept.
And I go Monday night to Sunday. So we didn't talk about it last week because it wasn't in that. And it was not.
How much did I lose from that game itself?
That game alone was $3,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a terrible night.
Like $3,100, something like that.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks. So without that game, you would have won.
Yeah, ifs and nuts, candy and butts. Have a Merry Christmas, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Amen. What do you say about your aunt? If your aunt was an uncle, what?
If my aunt had balls, he'd be my uncle.
Yeah, I like that one.
Gosh.
Total bets for the week, 27 bets, $12,000 wagered. Those two combined winnings, $10,358. A total loss of $1,707 from that 49ers game the week before. I think this last week, though. No, I guess you're right, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He's God, like, I'm right.
I've had him look over there three times.
Oh, I know. He's checked three times, man. Yeah.
Season recap. Total bets, 277. Total wagered, $42,209.
Oh, my gosh.
Total winnings, just because the San Francisco game, minus $3,137.
Stressing me out, bro.
Just a dang San Francisco game.
Yeah, that one, that was a killer. And then the 1,000 on Sam Houston.
But I got that back. When I chase this weekend.
True.
I'm going to chase again next weekend.
Do it, man.
It's a race. It's a chase. Hurry up and feed your face. Who will win? No one knows. Hungry, hungry hippos. All right, a minus 3,100. I bet you my winning percentage, though, is actually pretty high. Just that one bet got me.
Yeah, that one game last Monday night, really.
I was feeling it.
Gotcha.
I was feeling it. I was like, for sure they're going to come back. For sure they're going to come back. For sure they're going to. Oh.
I bet you if you looked at mine, I would probably have 200 and some bets, too, like for the season. But they would all be like, lost $10 that week. Won $2 that week. It'd be more like that, but I'd probably place that many bets.
Yeah. I love it.
I love
it. Don't bet anything you can't bet.
Exactly.
You know? And there are times where I was like, I'm not betting anymore. Because did I say I was going to bet this weekend?
Yep.
Did I end up betting?
Yep.
I must have won. And then,
but it wasn't that much. Like, quantity-wise, number of bets,
it
wasn't the norm.
So you didn't take the week off?
I think, because I only bet 12 bets.
Yeah, there was only like...
For college this week. Last week, it was 24.
Yeah.
And I know two of those 12 were Georgia. One was Sam Houston that was beaten before.
Mm-hmm.
That's three.
Well, three Georgia. Yeah, so three. One Sam Houston, two Georgia. So, yeah.
That's three. So that means I bet nine other games. Was I just jumping on stuff at the end?
Yeah, which you didn't do bad at.
Okay, let's look at the weekend. Georgia whoops Florida, 43-20. Game really wasn't much of one after the first quarter. Half, first part of the first half situation, whatever. Ohio State puts it on Wisconsin, 24-10. Harrison, another big game. Florida State whooped on Wake Forest again.
Yeah.
Quick, efficient. They scored a bunch of points. Nothing to see there. Washington Stanford, didn't watch any of it. Anybody watch any of this?
Nope.
No.
I didn't see a single thing. I watched some highlights of Penix throwing all the touchdowns. Oklahoma got beat by Kansas, 38-33. Kansas converted on a fourth down, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
I thought Oklahoma had that game. Because, right?
I only thought they had it because they were playing Kansas, honestly. Mm-hmm.
You're just waiting for them to lose?
Yes.
Yeah.
I could not believe they lost that game. They usually get bit by somebody, like a Kansas State or an Iowa State.
Yeah.
I did not expect that to be this Kansas game. Texas beats BYU. That's a tough one. I was really pulling for BYU to do well because we're going to go out there. They cancel on us?
No. But I haven't, you know, no.
No?
No. We're good.
But you have what?
Yeah. No, I was going to say, but I haven't heard back from them today. So
I know. I'm watching. So we'll see. They're not going to want us to come out to their school. They just.
I did say, hey, guys, sorry for the tough loss.
Yeah. Oregon beat up on Utah. It was never a game. I watched it. It was really never a game. Oregon just ran through them. Bo Nix had three touchdown total. I think he had a running touchdown.
Yeah. Because I think he had two passing, one running.
Yeah.
Three total.
Penn State beats Indiana, and USC beats Cal. On a late comeback, I mean, I jumped all over the USC line when they were like, USC plus one, USC, and I hit that.
Yeah, you hit all, yeah, those.
I'm sure you didn't count that one. Are you,
that's the one you watched on TikTok?
Yeah, they held up the screen.
That's awesome.
Are you happy that Cal went for two at the very end? I don't know if you saw it, but they went for two to try to win the game.
Yeah, I am happy because you're supposed to do that against USC.
Yeah.
You're Cal. You try to win the game. You don't try to go to overtime against a team that's better than you.
Right.
That team is better than Cal.
For sure.
So you have a shot, a 50-50 shot. Take it. because that team's better than you, and you got 50-50 to win it every time.
Yep.
All right. Well, there's that. I just think I didn't lose that much money. You guys can hear at the end of this what we're talking about.
In denial.
Yeah. No safe harbor for Jim Harbaugh if he leaves Michigan. Yeah, right. It's going to be totally safe harbor. But this story, they're saying sources in the NFL are unwilling to provide a safe space for Harbaugh. No, he'll go coach a team. Sources in the NFL, all the teams are run with their own owners. And you go to the NFL, there have been many coaches who teams have had to deal with the repercussions of what they've done when they go to the NFL. What are they going to do? What do you think is going to happen? He goes to the NFL and he, nothing.
Yeah. You think an owner is going to be like, yeah, we're going to listen to you guys.
Yeah, owners are going to do nothing. If he wants Harbaugh, they're going to pay Harbaugh a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Flava Flav sang the national anthem at the Bucs game.
Was it bad?
Did you watch it?
No.
Before I say anything, I watched it.
No.
Not live, but I watched him sing the whole thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
He is not a good singer.
Nope.
However, I think he tried really hard, and I liked it. He took it seriously. I won't play all of it.
We have a clip?
Yes. But I do. It wasn't good, but he wasn't doing not good on purpose.
Okay.
It looked like he practiced and was trying as hard as he possibly could. And that's all we want.
Yeah.
We don't need everybody to sound like Adele.
I mean, I've never thought Flavor Flav could sing.
Well,
because he raps.
You're especially not going to think that now. All right, here you go.
You want it from the start or a little bit towards the end?
Go from the start.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight for the ramparts we watch were so
I played the whole thing.
Okay.
But you root for him. You can tell he's trying as hard as he possibly can. Mm-hmm. He actually hits some notes too.
Mm-hmm. But okay, but he doesn't, like you said, like it doesn't sound like he can sing.
Kind of.
No, he sounds like you and me singing.
Correct.
So knowing that, you and me singing, we know what we can do. Would you try to do, whoa, we wouldn't.
I bet he practiced a lot, and I bet he was probably doing pretty good in practice and got a little tight, I liked it.
It did seem like he was running out of breath a lot. So
it was like Bleeding Gums Murphy on The Simpsons when he did it. It took like 84 hours to play the sack.
That was the joke. It's like, oh, 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 say.
And then the end?
Yeah. The crowd cheers. Like, oh, God, he's not done.
Yeah, he's got four
like
more.
Us in studio sometimes when someone's playing a song and they like do a quick like mute and we start clapping and they're not done. They're like, go back into the song.
Would you guys sing it if you had a chance?
Eddie has.
Yeah, I'd sing it.
Okay.
Totally. But that's my point. I know my cap. I know not to try to go, like, I would just do what I know I can do.
I loved it. That's a guy trying as hard as he could. You can tell he respected it. Wasn't the best, but who cares?
And I'm just listening to it. I didn't see it. I don't know his body language.
No, he's trying hard.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there are times where he hits notes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, when that high, that key change at the end. Oh, say does that star spangled banner. It's like, ah, he kind of got there.
Well, Reed was looking at me like, oh, here we go. This is the high part. And he got it.
Yeah.
So good for him.
I'm with it. Colorado players have jewelry stolen from their locker room at UCLA.
Wow.
At least five Colorado Buffalo football players had jewelry and other valuables stolen out of the locker room at the Rose Bowl on Saturday night. The heist happened sometime during the win, 28-16. UCLA over CU. According to Sports Illustrated, at least five players were victimized by a heist that targeted at least three diamond and gold chains worth thousands of dollars. But this happened in 2021 at Jackson State. That's when they broke into Deion Sanders' office.
Oh, so it's happened twice at Deion's.
This was the actual locker room. Mm-hmm. Before it was his room. But yeah, that's what happened.
I mean, you can't trust visiting locker rooms. Like, there's nothing safe in there.
Yeah, it's very...
feels like an inside job.
Yeah.
You don't get in there unless you know how to get in there.
I agree. It's L.A.
It is L.A., man. You don't do that in L.A. You
know, probably same guys that did Van Jefferson last week, right? The Charger? The Chargers receiver or Rams?
Okay, let's do this. NFL games. Dolphins beat the Patriots 31-17. How'd you feel about that?
It was cool for like a quarter.
Yeah.
And then it was like, yeah, they're just better.
Yeah, they were just better. I felt the same way.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like the Patriots were terrible.
Mac had a really bad interception, Jalen Ramsey, though. Really, really bad.
At one point, I turned the Cowboys game on. It was 33-3.
And you turned it right off? You went back to the
I didn't need
game
to watch that game anymore. Nah. I did flip it over to something else.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Cowboys went 43-20. Dak with 300 yards. CeeDee Lamb, 150+.
You guys said he didn't have hands.
I said he doesn't have the best hands in the... I didn't say he can't.
Go back and watch this game. He's got hands.
I think he can catch Eddie. I just think when it comes to the great receivers that are known for their hands, it's not him. He drops easy balls sometimes.
Dude, I think we scored 20, was it 21, maybe 14, 17 points in 3 minutes, 2 minutes.
I know, it's 33-3 in the first half.
It's amazing.
Like second quarter, and I was like, well, all right. Amazing. There we go. Vikings beat the Packers. The big story there is the torn Achilles of Kirk Cousins. I mean, this guy, maybe playing as good as he ever has. Getting the recognition finally.
That sucks.
Sucks. Titans beat the Falcons.
You like the uniforms?
I did.
Will
Levis looked awesome. Not as a quarterback, in that uniform.
Yeah. As an Oiler?
Yeah. He's like ripped, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
do you have a problem with the Titans wearing it? Because Houston Oilers throwback?
No, because they were that team.
That's the same team.
They moved that team here.
Okay. I'm just wondering.
I even thought maybe like, man, we should just keep those jerseys and just change our names to the Tennessee Oilers.
They were that for a bit when they played in Memphis.
It's so cool.
I think the first year they played in Memphis
because
they didn't have a stadium here. You can check that, but I'm pretty sure that's true. Will Levis, four touchdowns. He didn't throw for 300, but he didn't need to, and they were playing a bad team. It's a great introductory game for Will Levis. They got to win. Got to love that. And if Derrick Henry's not leaving, because I don't think people want to give the Titans what they want to have him go. I think they'd love somebody to offer him a great package.
Yeah.
But I don't think Derrick Henry's going to be leaving. Maybe they can win a few games.
Yeah.
And if they do, trade Tannehill right now.
Yes.
If Levis is your guy, and it may be too early to say that, who knows, but Tannehill's going to be gone anyway.
Yeah. Like, what's the point?
Yeah, trade him now.
Yeah.
Trade him now.
And you're right. 97, played in Memphis, Tennessee Oilers.
Cool.
Respect.
Respect.
You know what's up.
Saints went 38-27.
Saints, your boy.
Let's go. Super Bowl champion. Jets and Giants in the most boring game I've ever seen in my whole life. All they were doing was punt it back and forth. There was like over 20 punts. And then it got to over. It was just terrible. Even the kick that he made the field goal on was like a bad snap. And the holder had to pick it up off the ground. It was a terrible game. But you know what? If the Jets just stay alive, it's going to create the greatest drama ever.
More video of Rodgers bouncing around on the field.
Is he coming back? That'd be awesome. Jags win again. Jaguars win their fifth straight. The weather was terrible. I bet the over like an idiot. And then I thought, well, for sure, I'll bet the over again because it got down to like 31. The over was like 31. And it was 20-10. I lost twice on the over.
Ugh.
Was that the foggy camera game?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was a bad game.
Eagles and Commanders. Eagles were down. Eagles came on late. The Eagles came on from down
to tie it up or take the lead. And then the Commanders fought back again, took the lead. And then the Eagles, but again, the Commanders scored 31 against the Eagles D. I mean, that's not a moral victory, no such thing. But if I'm the Commanders, that's a moral victory. That's pretty good. They played the Eagles pretty tight.
Man, they could have won that game.
They definitely could have won the game.
That's crazy. They just played them 3 weeks ago, too.
Panthers get their first freaking win.
Let's go.
Yes. And again, coach, he's won 5 in a row after a bye.
Dude, Panthers 15-13 over the Texans. Yeah. Gotta love that. Seahawks win over the Browns. Late game, late touchdown there. Broncos beat the Chiefs, which is crazy. They played all the Taylor Swift music whenever Kelsey's walking off the field. Hilarious.
Loved it.
Although he's got to be like, you're trolling me with something I like. That's weird.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not a big deal.
Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Yeah, we lost, but also, yeah, that's my girlfriend, so I also won. the Ravens beat the Cardinals. You know, and they were, the game 31-24, I thought the Ravens really outplayed the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Can the Ravens win the Super Bowl? The answer is yes.
Sure.
Do I have possible. A future on them? Yes.
Oh, that's why.
Bengals beat the 49ers. Purdy had 2 picks. And then the Chargers whooped up on the Bears. I did think the Bears would play a little closer than
I
that.
I did too.
Yeah.
I did. All right, that's it. Mikey, hit me with that horn.
You got it.
We're out. I'm starving.
What are we eating?
I have like 20 minutes.
You order food?
And I got a therapy. No, I got a 1:30 appointment at therapy. So
couples therapy.
It's quick. Today is just me.
Oh.
I do both.
Oh, okay. Work on yourself a little bit, then couple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do. Not the same day.
Alternate weeks.
No, both in a week.
Oh, dang. That's a lot.
Right now, yeah.
Lots of therapy.
It's good.
Why are you talking in that tone?
Like what? What
it's
tone?
Like a high pitch.
Hey, man. It's good.
What do you mean, man?
Hey, man.
Dude, it's great. You're doing
good for you,
it's
man.
It's awesome. It's just a lot of therapy.
You're a weirdo.
why do you say that?
We went to North Carolina this past weekend.
That was great.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
It was awesome. We played golf at Wade Hampton.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds fancy.
It is.
Sounds like a big...
I didn't know what it was either until...
Okay.
I didn't either.
Until we went, and then we looked it up, and we started to see. We went with Andy Roddick, who's one of my really good friends.
I definitely know who that is.
And so we stayed at his house, and it was the most plush, greenest, softest golf course I've ever...
Really?
To that point, it's the softest... greenest golf course I've ever been on. Like, you would swing, hit a ball, and the divot would be 2 foot before we'd fly in the air. It was awesome. There are preferences. Like, ocean, we've played Spyglass or Monterey Peninsula, which was awesome. This is right in the middle of the mountains, which is a different kind of awesome.
Yeah, so, that picture that you posted was... Oh, I know that was not on the golf course, but that was cool.
That was the lake.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, that was, at Andy's house.
I mean, it's the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. And like, you know, Spyglass, all that, those Pebble Beach ones are gorgeous, amazing. But this, like Bones is saying, it was like playing on carpet.
That's great.
It looked fake.
It was so
and
soft.
Every
yeah,
hole
and so
there
green.
Was a beautiful
so,
scenery.
Awesome. Yeah. We got beat twice, but whatever. Screw it.
Didn't play my best golf.
Yeah, we just got beat.
3 days of golf, dude, is pretty amazing.
It's awesome. And then he's like, do you want to go to a different course? We're like, no, we're good. We'll just stay here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you just learn the course more, too.
Yeah, it's true.
This week, I'm going to go play Monterey Peninsula. I'm taking Reed.
So excited.
Nice.
Monterey Peninsula and a couple other places up there.
You playing Pebble?
No. They're having some kind of resort thing. Like, they've bought the whole thing out. Somebody bought the whole thing out.
Dang, rich people.
But we're playing two of those other courses that are up there.
Is it Del Monte or Del Monte?
That's Saturday. And then we're playing the...
Yeah, the preserve
on Saturday.
Yeah.
Ooh, I need to get some long sleeve golf stuff. It's supposed to be like,
are you meaning to say this out loud, or are you just?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
Yeah, yeah. It's gonna be a little chilly out there.
I don't know if he thought he was just thinking this.
Hey, Reed, you can't wear jeans, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so get pants.
All right, we'll see you guys later on in the week. All right, bye, buddy.
Blow.
Come on, Eddie. I got you.
Come on, Eddie.
It's for the Cowboys.
But if I won $2,500 and then I won the $750 and I only came ahead $1,000?
Yeah.
That must have meant those other ones were all,
$3,500.
All losers.
Let's see.
Exactly.
Sam Houston plays Kennesaw State this week.
What's the line?
Hey, man. Hey, they can't lose anymore. Like, they're 0-8?
I feel like I'm not as
They've
down.
They've got to win.
I just, something about my math feels like I'm not $3,000 down.
It was, so 741 lost, 1,000 lost, 2,500 won, 751, 250 loss, 151, 201, 50 loss, 75, 101, 150, 100. So outside the Georgia games, you won 3 bets. But they were only for, $100.
Take out the Georgia games.
Okay.
And take out the Sam Houston State game. So let's, if we're there, that puts it still at about a $2,000 win.
Take out Georgia.
I know it's going to come back to the same thing, guys. Just, okay.
You're trying. So, I respect that.
I'm trying to find a creative way. I did put $5,000 back in my account, though, which I thought was pretty cool. I love when I can do that.
So bet $1,000.
Oh, from your winnings?
Yeah.
Oh, that's always good.
Yeah.
Yes. I haven't done that in a long time.
What you doing over there? Seeing numbers a little different?
You would have won one of that. A little less than $300. 1,075. Can't hold on. I'm not a big numbers guy here, but
looks
I'm trying
like,
to do it on the fly.
Looks like times are changing.
No.
Go ahead.
I gotta look at your phone.
You need a calculator?
I gotta look at your phone. Okay, so you bet 1,075 and you won 853.
So if I had won.
So
yeah, let's go. I like how this is looking, boys.
222. You lost.
Right. I lost 222. But how much was I up in the other money that we took off there?
That was combined?
Yeah. Because I had 2,500 times two. It was like 4,800.
Yeah.
So that's.
And then 750 got you 1,400. So that's 6,217.
Right, minus 1,000 for the other. That's 5,000.
1,000.
Oh, boys, I think I'm into money. I think my data guy.
He did say his numbers aren't his strength, so.
He's cooking 5,000.
Mike, how do you feel about this?
He's cooking the books.
What did I text you?
You texted me.
5,142.
That I total wagered $6,066.
Okay. What did I have here?
Total winning $7,070.
Yeah. So I've got between the Georgia game, 6,217 in winnings, plus the 853, that would be 7,070.
That's winnings. Wait, what?
Yeah, the 62. Are you talking about the winnings or the wager?
We're going to put all this at the very end of the podcast. We're going to cut this off.
Yes.
How much did I wager for the whole thing?
Including Georgia.
All of it.
6,066.
Are you sure?
Yes. Let's see. I'll do it again on here.
Do you need my phone again?
Yeah, 6,066.
And I won 7,070.
7,070.
I don't know. It feels a little under to me.
What did I tell you earlier? It is what it is, man.
Feels a little under to me.
It is what it is.
Because if I bet. Okay, whatever. I don't feel good about this. I'm out of here, man. I slammed the microphone.
You pissed him off, Kevin.
I know.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.